From Spark and Anvil and RealForge, this is Stir, in Chapter 1 of the RealForge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Near the RealForge rehearsal yard, a heron tween named Stir stood very, very still, and somehow the stillness said everything. A kid watched, puzzled. Stir was just standing there, turned slightly away, one wing drawn in. And yet the kid felt something, a held breath, a hurt kept private, someone bracing. Then Stir slowly turned to face the kid and took one small step closer, and the whole feeling changed. The bracing softened into a shy kind of hope. Stir hadn't said one word. "You felt that, didn't you?" Stir said quietly. "The turning away, the stepping close. I never spoke. The body spoke." Stir tilted her head. "The actor's body carries the scene. Where you stand, how you move, that's the story before any line." The kid stared. "You changed the whole feeling just by turning around?" "A step can be a whole sentence," Stir said. "A turning away can be a goodbye. The body tells the truth first."
Stir had learned that in a family that spoke more with movement than with words. Herons are quiet birds. When Stir was small, her family didn't fill the air with talk. They showed things. When her grandfather was proud, he didn't say so. He stood a little taller and stepped in close and rested a wing across her back. When her mother was worried, she didn't announce it. She went very still by the window, bent half away, one foot lifted. Stir learned to read the whole family from their bodies, who was open, who was closed, who was leaning toward and who was drawing back, long before she could have put any of it into sentences. "Words can lie, little one," her grandfather told her once, without many words, the way herons do. "The body has a harder time of it. Watch how someone stands. That's usually where the truth is." And Stir carried that the deepest things people feel show up first in where they put their body, a step, a turn, a stillness, and that a watcher who reads bodies well can feel a whole heart without a single word.
Stir walked to RealForge at 12 because a place that made stories out of pictures ought to know that the biggest part of a scene isn't the lines, it's the bodies saying them. Slate met her at the gate and asked for one thing. "Tell me a whole feeling, no words, just how you stand." Stir didn't answer with her voice. She stood facing Slate, open and near, trust. Then slowly turned her back and took two steps away and went still. A shutting out, a hurt. Then she turned again and came halfway back and stopped, uncertain, the almost forgiving. Slate watched the whole small wordless story and let out a breath. Trust, then a wound, then a maybe. You never opened your beak. "The body carried it," Stir said. Slate said, "You belong here," and stepped in close as he said it, and Stir felt the truth of it land in the space between two bodies.
Stir's workshop filled up with kids whose actors just stood around. One afternoon, a kid came in stuck, holding a scene of two friends drifting apart. "They're supposed to be growing distant," the kid said, "but in my footage, they just stand side by side the whole time, saying the sad lines, and it doesn't feel distant at all. It feels like two people reading." On the screen, it was true, two figures planted next to each other, close and comfortable, mouthing words about falling apart. Stir knew that flatness. It was words with no body under them. "Their mouths are saying we're growing apart," Stir said, "but their bodies are saying we're standing right next to each other, cozy as ever. The body is telling the opposite of the words, so we don't believe it. Let the bodies do the drifting." Stir stepped to demonstrate. "Start them close. Then as the scene goes, let one drift a step away, then turn a shoulder, then look off, not at each other. By the end, their feet apart, half turned,
alone in the same frame. And now we feel it, because the bodies grew apart while the words did. The kid refilmed it, the two friends slowly drifting, turning, opening a gap, and their eyes widened. It's sad now. They didn't even say more. They just moved apart, because the body carried it, Stir said. You can feel a whole friendship end just from a widening gap and a turned shoulder. Give the actor something true to do, and the scene tells itself.
Later, when the workshop had cleared, the kid came back, thoughtful. How do you know how the body should move? The kid asked. Stir thought about the quiet Heron house, and reading her grandfather's pride in how he stood, her mother's worry in how she went still. You ask what the person feels, and then you ask what a body does with that feeling, Stir said. Feeling close? Lean in, step near. Feeling hurt? Turn away, close up, go still. Feeling brave? Stand tall, hold ground. You don't add movement to decorate. You add the movement the feeling would really make. And then you trust it, because a true body is more honest than any line. Stir looked out at the rehearsal yard, where a few tweens were finding their marks. People show you their hearts with where they stand, all the time, whether they mean to or not. A camera just has to be patient enough to watch, and an actor, brave enough to let the body tell the truth. The kid nodded slowly, and Stir watched the stuck look ease off their face, the same quiet recognition she'd felt as a small heron, learning that the people she loved had been speaking to her all along in a language made of bodies. And Stir didn't say the last part out loud, but it settled warm and still in her chest. You don't always have the words. That's all right. Let your body tell the truth, and the ones watching closely will understand.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to STIR. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.